Hey y'all, and welcome to Crooked Hospitality, a show all about the crime, legends, and lore throughout Mississippi's history. I'm your host, Mae Smith, and today I'm going to tell you a story that I wanted to record in light of the spooky season we're in. It's a story all about Mississippi's most haunted house, the McRaven Mansion. The house was originally built in 1797 as a hideout for a highwayman named Andrew Glass. A highwayman is a robber, specifically robbing people who are traveling. Due to the home's proximity to the well-traveled Natchez Trace, this gave Glass a huge advantage. The original house was just a bedroom built above a kitchen. Even though this portion of the house was built during a time when George Washington was president and before Mississippi was even a state, this room is largely the same as it was when it was built. Anyway, Andrew Glass lived his days in McRaven, robbing people on the nearby Natchez Trace. One night, he was shot during a robbery and crawled his way back home. He laid on his bed and passed out. Later, his wife comes in and finds him passed out. She had recently learned of her husband's infidelity, and she was outraged. In a blind fit of rage, she took a nearby razor and slit his throat. This would start the paranormal activity in the house. In 1836, Sheriff Stephen Howard purchased the home and added the middle dining room in the bedroom above it. However, not even a year after purchasing the home, his wife, Mary Elizabeth, would pass away in the middle bedroom from complications of childbirth. Later in 1839, John H. Bob purchased the home and added the rest of the house as it is today. In 1863, during the Civil War's Battle of Vicksburg, John Bob opened his home to serve as a field hospital and campsite for Confederate officers. The Battle of Vicksburg was significant in the Civil War's outcome, because whoever won this battle would have control of the Mississippi River and arguably also win the war. For 47 days, the battle drug on, leaving residents closed off to all manners of supplies for essential living products. People ultimately starved and died before the Confederates accepted defeat. Due to its close proximity to the battle, the house was battered by both Union and Confederate cannon blasts. It's a miracle that it still stands. On May 18, 1864, after Vicksburg had surrendered to Union forces, John Bob was at his home when he saw about 6 Union soldiers in his garden picking flowers. John was pissed and he ordered them to leave. Instead of just leaving, the soldiers cussed at him and refused to go. So, John picked up a nearby brick and hurled it toward them, hitting a sergeant and knocking him to the ground. At this, they left but vowed to burn his house down. John immediately went to the federal commander of Vicksburg, General Henry Slocum, and reported the incident. Slocum said he would punish those responsible. However, when John returned home, he was met by about 25 Union soldiers waiting for him at his house. They drugged John to the nearby Stout's Bayou and shot him in the back and in the face, killing him instantly. His death was the first recorded act of violence perpetrated by Union troops after the siege. A few years after her husband's tragic death in 1869, Selina Bob sold the house to a realtor and moved to Louisiana. Later in 1882, the house traded hands once again when a man named William Murray purchased it and moved his wife and children in. Together, William and his wife Ellen Flynn Murray raised their 4 daughters and 3 sons in McRaven. William died in 1911, Ellen followed in 1912, daughter Ida in 1946, and a son in 1950, all of them passing away in McRaven. From sometime around 1950, William's unmarried daughters Ella and Annie Murray lived in McRaven. Through the years, they lived like hermits, never upgrading the home and having no contact with anyone outside the house except for their doctor. Eventually, Ella passed away in 1960 at the age of 81, at which point Annie sold the home and moved into a nursing home. While McRaven was in complete disarray at this point, the upper story was completely overgrown with vines, and it was discovered that the sisters had resorted to chopping up pieces of antique furniture for firewood. So McRaven was bought by OE Broadway and it was restored. That next year, in 1961, McRaven was opened to the public for tours. In 1979, it was placed on the National Register of Historic Places and sold to a couple named Charles and Sandra Harvey. The Harveys purchased the mansion for just $75,000. Can you even imagine it? After a year, the Harveys closed the house and took on a $100,000 restoration project, returning the home to its former glory. They opened the doors to McRaven once again. And in 1984, they sold the home to a man named Leland French for $275,000. He moved into the home and did further restoration. Now, legend says that the brutal slaying of the home's original builder, Andrew Glass, is what started its paranormal activity, which isn't hard to believe. French said that at first, he wouldn't even entertain the idea that the house could be haunted. He didn't want to take away from the home's historical significance. However, strange things quickly began to occur in front of guests. So much that he couldn't deny the possibility of it being haunted any longer. Angel Thomas, who has done television interviews, has shared some of her stories from her time as a tour guide. Her experience with the McRaven's paranormal started as early as her very first day on the job. Angel explains in an interview that it had been the end of the day when another tour guide was showing her how to lock up. When they made their way to the front door to lock it, the tour guide turned to her and said something along the lines of, "Oh, I see you've already locked this one." Only, Angel hadn't locked the door. Somehow, it had gotten locked. They shrugged it off and continued locking the house up. A few weeks later, she was guiding a group of tourists through the back of the house when they made their way to a hallway where several war artifacts were displayed. Suddenly, the light above them turned off. As Angel was apologizing and explaining that the bulb must have blown, the light came back on. It began to flicker on and off until she walked out of the room. Then, the light stayed on. One day, while closing up the house, she saw what appeared to be a fully uniformed Union soldier standing in the yard. She described him as being a completely solid figure, like she couldn't see through him or anything. However, she couldn't make out his face. She said she stood there, looking at him for about 5 seconds when he walked over to the side of the house, behind a tree, and then disappeared. She would go on to see the same soldier several more times. Each time she would see him, he would appear closer and closer to the front door of the house. She began to wonder if he was searching for something inside the home. She speculated that he could be looking for a specific artifact that they had recently dug up on the grounds. Angel had another run-in with a ghost. One day, she noticed a man sitting down on some bricks with his head hung low. She said he was completely oblivious to her presence. She described him as looking very dirty and tired. Suddenly, he just disappeared. He was gone. Over the years, people have claimed to have seen previous owners such as Murray and his daughters. A TV show called Ghost Adventures did a segment called Ghost of Vicksburg, McRaven Mansion in 2018, where they investigated reports of the aggressive ghost of Andrew Glass, the original owner. Today, none of the female tour guides visit the oldest room in the house alone out of fear of Andrew Glass. You can experience the McRaven Mansion yourself by stopping by and getting a tour. Thank you for listening to this episode of Crooked Hospitality. I'll see y'all next time.